I'm here in Interlaken, New York today, and I'm up at the factory, the world headquarters for HipShot. And my guest on Talking Business Over Coffee is Dave Borisoff. He is the president. How you doing today?
Very good. How you doing, Chad?
Good. I'm doing good. Well, you just gave us the grand tour here. Tell everybody, how did you put HipShot here in Interlaken, New York?
I started the company in Los Angeles, California, actually in Van Nuys. Yeah, my dad and I had a little shop, 2,500 square foot in Van Nuys, California. My dad had been building electric buses, and the company went out of business, but we had to maintain the business for about a year while we serviced the guarantees, and that during that time I started this company.
And what was that like for a West Coast guy from San Diego to come to basically central New York, Trumansburg, Interlaken area?
I came kicking and screaming. Never say to your wife when she asks you, honey, can we move in 7 years? And you'll say, well, okay, because 7 years does come around, and yes, you do move. So here I am. I wanted to go to North Carolina, but Kate had family here, and here we are.
So HipShot, people might not be familiar with the name or even, you know, but I guarantee you most people have seen the product. So tell us about, you know, kind of the products that you manufacture here and where they might be found.
We started with a couple of patented items. I had a B bender that I made and a D tuner is a little lever flipped on a bass guitar and an acoustic and an electric guitar. Allowed you to tune your low E down to D. We started with that and we've progressed into just making all kinds of different upgrade aftermarket products.
And primarily those products that you're talking about, these tuners, who's buying these products?
Well, we sell to anybody like OEM, original equipment manufacturers like Fender, Yamaha, PV, a little bit to Martin, these type of guitars manufacturers, and a lot of small boutique builders throughout the world. Or we can sell them via the internet to retail customers or stores, and we do have distributors. So all tiers, we sell to everybody.
That's great. My guest is Dave Borisoff. He's the president of HipShot. So sort of an odd question, but a guy that's been in the radio world for a long time. Mm-hmm. Is rock dead?
Oh, no. It's not dead, and it's I think it's in its infancy, frankly. It's a funny thing, the Stratocaster was invented in the Tele came out in the 50s, the P bass in the 50s, and virtually they're unchanged. So how many products can you find that was designed in the 50s that are unchanged? It's just amazing that these instruments are the same.
So, yeah. So I imagine at some point in your career you've come across sort of a little bit of rock stardom of people that you've done business with. Who are some of the notables that you can see when you're watching a concert going, hey, that's our product?
Yeah, well, it's fun to watch TV and see our stuff, you know, like on Austin City Limit. Hey, Lie, you touched that. You know, or I touched that, or I built that. A lot. I can't keep track. Eddie Van Halen, Leland Sklar, Billy Sheehan, Will Lee. A lot of different, quote, famous musicians, unquote. And a lot of them we don't even know because we'll supply the manufacturers and they'll go on a guitar. And we won't know who plays it. And frankly, I don't. I'm not 60 anymore, so I don't really remember who's who and what's
right.
What.
Now, Billy Sheehan, he was one of. He plays a special role in your company, right?
Right. That's really good.
Could you explain that a little bit?
It was 1980, I believe, or 1982. Billy Sheehan is Buffalo.
That's right. Buffalo, New York. Mr. Big was the name of his big band. Yep.
First one was Talis.
Talis, that's correct.
In Buffalo. I had to go out to the West Coast to meet him, of course, because I was there. Met him in 1982, showed him a D-tuner. I didn't know him from Adam. And so he wanted one. I think I sold it to him. Maybe gave it. I didn't know who he was. Then on, after he had it in his hands and played it and showed it around, it kind of put us on the map, and that's how things started.
Great. And so now we're in a facility up here. You said about 18,000 square feet.
Correct.
How many employees do you have right now?
Right now, about 35.
Great. So talk to me about the business climate. Do you see your business continuing to grow, and what's the sort of the forecast you see there?
Well, yeah, it's funny thing about the music business. It's what we call anti-cyclical. As the business economy drops, the music business, or the MI, we call the musical instrument business, seems to rise. because people no longer can afford new cars, new houses, or if they can't buy a new guitar, they'll fix their new their old guitar up, and that's where we come into play. So it's been a steady growth throughout the years, and people say to me, like the other day, I was talking to a friend on the phone, said, how's your business now that the economy's bad? And I said, I didn't know the economy was bad.
You know, I think the musical industry may quietly owe a little bit of kudos to the gaming world with the advent of things like Guitar Hero and Rock True. Band, because you think about all these kids that were 5, 6, 7 years old that were started on that instrument, and I imagine at some point it doesn't look cool to play red, blue, green, yellow, and that you got to start learning the real chords for themselves. So, you know, hopefully those kids have really kind of migrated into the musical world, specifically for the guitar and bass world.
This is true, but, you know, we've found a decline in new players because a lot of kids are playing the computer now, playing games with their thumbs rather than playing an instrument.
Very interesting.
So we're trying to get them back into playing instruments. I think playing music is actually really healthy for you. It's a good thing for you to do. It's good for the brain, good for the whole nervous system, and it's good for your ears. I've noticed that older musicians seem to be younger. You know, so I think playing and playing music is actually really beneficial for your health.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think my man Joe Perry at Aerosmith would probably say the same thing.
Well, not all the little things that go along with it necessarily.
He sidetracked himself, let's just say that
right.
A little bit. You're an entrepreneur in the true sense of the word, and it's fun to walk around your building and kind of see all the action that's going on here. What advice might you give to other entrepreneurs, and specifically those younger kids in high school that are at that formidable stage where they're saying to themselves, I'm not sure what I want to do with the rest of my life? What might you look back and say, well, I don't have all the answers, but maybe take a few tips here?
Okay, well, if you're young and you're not quite sure what you're doing, I would say be patient with yourself. A lot of times, well, this my business depends a lot on my imagination and my creativity, which is kind of a sensitive thing. So don't push it, and you know, you have to take your time to decide what you want to do. And if you find something else you want to do, maybe switch while you're still young. On the other hand, that being said, when you start your business, the thing I would suggest is if you want it to succeed, don't quit. Because there's many years that I felt like quitting because I wasn't making any money, and it was really tough, and I didn't quit. So don't quit. If you're sure of yourself, don't quit.
I love that. My guest is Dave Borisoff. He is the president of HipShot. Just a couple quick questions here. So West Coast guy, probably saw a lot of sun and surf in your time there. You come here, you're not seeing a lot of surf, that's for sure. But outside of work, what do you like to do now?
Oh, we like to sail. I have a camper, mow my lawn.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. I had horses. I gave them away.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the country thing. It was fun.
Good.
I'm enjoying myself.
So last question, you're a music guy. Do you have any musical preferences yourself?
Well, I'm a bluegrass player, banjo player, and I play pedal steel. So that's what I like to do. I play in a band still, and you know, I'm a weekend warrior on that point.
Very nice. Well, I want to thank you for being my guest today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My guest is Dave Borisoff. He's the president of HipShot. You can find their products pretty much anywhere on any guitar base in America, on the best guitars around. And they're manufactured right up here in Interlaken, in New York, right past Trumansburg. And this has been Talking Business Over Coffee. And thanks for listening.